This is a Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Sol Danila, and my guest today is Kisha Tikina Burgos, an actress, a writer, a producer, a director, and an all-around fierce talent de Puerto Rico. And I am so glad that you have given me this time again.
Hello, everybody. I'm very, very happy to share with you this time. And with all the people that are listening.
Yes.
Welcome.
Gracias. Mira. So the first thing I want to say, congratulations.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Te ganaste un tremendo premio.
Sí. Sí, estuvimos en Trinidad y Tobago. We were in the Trinidad y Tobago Film International Film Festival. And we won another prize for Antes Que Cante el Gallo, our new film, and we are very happy, and we've been here in the cinemas also, and the people has reacted so beautifully. La gente ha reaccionado al trabajo de una manera que nos ha sorprendido. Estamos muy contentos. The public, the audience is really happy with the in here in Puerto Rico, it's really happy with the work. They see themselves in the movie, and that's the best prize, the best award for us is mm-hmm. that.
Absolutely, absolutely, mm-hmm. that your audience respects you, and each time you know you, I know you get better. And what have you learned, así de, from your first film to this film?
That's a good question. I have learned a lot of things about films. A lot of the difficulty in the complexity of doing it. I've learned a lot of screenwriting. I have learned that we sometimes get very attached to some characters, to some scenes, and we are always we have to be. Tenemos que fluir y dejar ir algunas cosas en el proceso de la creación. In that process of doing, you know, actually filming what I write has been very, very, I've been very, muy, he sido muy afortunada, mm-hmm. fortunate, mm-hmm. because to see, you know, to have the process of filming what you've been writing for film, you know, for in a script, is wow, is incredibly interesting, because you get to know, to understand why this scene doesn't work and why this character is not gonna make the final cut, and it's been very interesting that, and also I've been confirming myself that as much as you are honest with yourself, mm-hmm. and honest with the story, and honest with what why you want to say certain things, or why you choose to say some story from the other, is the best thing to do, and because the people get that through the work, they appreciate to see themselves, to see something honest, and they are, the people is needing to connect with real stories in a certain way. Then of course fiction is not real, you know, you have to, you know, imagine and invent and work with the structure and everything, but where that fiction comes from is really important, and the intentions behind, and I've learned that.
And what is your intention? Como escritora, o tal vez.
Ah, okay,
sí, como okay. Escritora, pienso, porque eso es como, ¿no?, lo más importante, lo que estás hablando de tu necesidad de sacar estas historias.
Mi intención como escritora, my intention as a writer is to be honest with my questions. Mm. I whenever I I confront a story is because I don't have the answer for that. I don't have a I'm arguing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm battling in a quest. I'm trying to understand things in my life and in my philosophy of life and trying to understand my world around, and that's how I get into a story. Every time I don't understand why certain things are the way they are, that's where I find a story. And with Antes que cante el gallo, I had a lot of questions about sexuality in when I was 13 years old, and I wanted to revisit those times, and I wanted to revisit the love I wanted to revisit my family and the relationships in that crazy family,
mm-hmm.
To not being raised by your father and knowing and meeting him when you are almost a teenager. So I wanted to understand why I felt certain ways and why I felt fear sometimes and why I felt so abandoned sometimes and I wanted to get in peace with my mother also with the love that, you know, my mother was the strongest love I have felt in life,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to make a peace with that distance that I felt when she left, and I was raised with my grandmother. So I wanted to revisit it and understand and understand all the complexities of all the characters, because the people don't make anything because they wanted to hurt. They want to live and they want to love,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha, that is so brave. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. You understand me. I am very glad to share this. So honestly, mm-hmm. my heart is open right now.
Yeah, my heart is open too. And I do that in a different way through my writing. I bleed, you know, my heart is open and I share it sometimes without people asking for it,
mm-hmm.
because I think that's the best way to help people or connect with people.
Oh, yes. Yeah, totally.
And sometimes, you know, of course, either they're not ready or they're afraid. But I, even if I fail in that quest, I prefer it than not to share it.
Yes, definitely. Yes, it's always it's going to connect with somebody because we all need to open our hearts and to open and to speak about things that we are always, as a child maybe, we are always like we are asked to hide or to become a secret, and no eso no se dice, eso de eso no se habla.
Exacto.
Eso no está bien, cállate la boca, eso no se dice frente a la gente. We've been raised like that, mm-hmm. And we need to have the space. And the people, when they go to see a movie, they wanna open their hearts and to speak up, and they speak up through the characters.
Yeah. And yeah. How did you find yourself in this world of cinema and writing and being an artist and deciding to pursue it?
Yes, since I was a child, I dreamed about mm-hmm. Representing, of acting, and doing shows, I didn't even watch a lot of movies, but mm-hmm. I had a lot of imagination, and I was always talking by myself. I'm talking with invented imaginary friends, and producing with my friends shows and choreographies, and producing the theater shows and everything. So I've been always producing and make and creating, even though I didn't have the opportunity to go to a theater school or anything. I was always creating by myself. So when I had the opportunity in high school, I finally got to do a theater class, and I did a play, and I loved it. I loved the experience. So I knew since then that I was gonna study theater, and even though I can count with my one hand with the fingers of one hand the plays I saw when I was becoming, you know, when I was growing up. So
which were what?
Wow, a lot of ballets. And I don't remember. I have another play that I've been always trying to remember the name, but it was Idalia Perez Garay was in it. I never forget her, but I don't even remember the name of the play.
Was it Quintuples?
No. I wish I would see what is saw that in. I read it. I read it a lot of times. I've never seen it in person, but I love that play. So I really was I was in this little town in the center of the island, really isolated, and I dreamt of something that I didn't even knew by myself. But I read a lot, and I was always. I watch a lot of TV because that was that I had in my life, you know, it was there. So I loved the characters and the comedies, and I wanted to do that somehow. When I went to the university, I started a theater and languages, but languages se quedaron en el camino because I started working professionally and doing a lot of things in el teatro rodante and haciendo muchas cosas con muchos profesores y grupos que llegaron a la universidad. I was doing workshops, and I got so involved that I didn't have time to do anything else of just theater. Y luego empecé a escribir cuando hice una maestría, empecé una maestría en actuación en Rutgers University, in Mason Gross School of the Arts. I started a master's degree there in acting, but I realized there that I wanted to write, that I didn't want to be just an actress. Mm-hmm. Although I respect the actor, and I teach acting, I will always be an actress. But I found out that I had some stories to say, and I found that world, and I'm amazed and very, very drawn to it. Yo amo escribir y amo leer, y entonces descubrí que quiero seguir representando mis historias en teatro y en uh-huh. cine. Y luego encontré una maestría en guión. Uh-huh. Y entonces ahí fui a Nueva York, a NYU, to study screenwriting and also dramatic writing and also script writing. Dramaturgy. Mm-hmm. How you say
See,
that?
See, dramaturgy, show? Dramaturgy.
Dramaturgy, of course. So yeah, so I found the writing there, and I love it, and I want to direct also my stuff. I want to direct films also. I I also direct theater, but now I want to direct films as well. So,
well, you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm working on it, and I wanted to continue that path. If I get to represent some of the characters, it's okay. If not, it's okay, because I love to create the story and to make that somehow, to materialize that, you know, to make it physical.
And what has it meant for you to be in Puerto Rico haciendo esta película? Porque I've seen both of your films. And Under Your Nails, like, absolutely captivated me. And I remember the night at the New York Film Festival, the New York Latino Film Festival, when you guys won. It was so amazing. Historia, you know, that was also very, you know, beautiful film. And you had so many... una de las cosas que yo creo que me conecta contigo es que the people that I guess are part of your team, your cast, tu gente, are people that I know on a personal level. And I was surprised, you know, cuando yo vi a Antonio Pantoja in Under My Nails, yo decía, ¿sabes? ¡Qué maravilla! O sea, gracias, te doy gracias ahora. Gracias por ponerlo, porque él es una maravilla de ser humano y de artista.
Trabajar con él fue una maravilla. Yo una de las cosas que más me da satisfacción is to have him in the the beauty of the film is that is there, you know? You can continue going there and going back and watching, and a lot of people will watch that even though you are doing another stuff and you are involved in another story. So, and to have Antonio Pantoja in Under My Nails for me is like, wow, I have that jewel in my story, in my history, or whatever, how you call it.
All of it. Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah, it's all of it. To be with him there and experience. For me, he's really important, and I miss him a lot.
And I want to go to the Trinidad Tobago Festival only because you also, aside from being a filmmaker within the competition, you were also a professor or a teacher or a mentor. And I kind of want to go into that a little bit. How was it? Because when we spoke last, you were about to go, and so now it's cool to know that you did it.
Oh, yes. It was great. It was really intense. Mm-hmm. I worked with this group of people from Barbados, Trinidad y Tobago, Curaçao, Guadalupe, Martinica. Mm-hmm. These people, they were doing this to make their first feature, but all of them have made shorts and documentaries. They've been producing a lot of commercials, a lot of publicity also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some of them were writers of theater. They were dramaturgs and they were some people from theater also. So they had this background, this beautiful and interesting backgrounds, and I was there teaching them something, but not teaching them. It was like more than guiding them to make to understand more and more their stories, their mm-hmm. own stories, to get into their essence,
yeah,
to the core of their stories, to make possible a good pitch,
right,
a good explanation, and in front of producers of their projects. So it was very interesting for me. It was a school. Fue como ir a la escuela de nuevo, volver a la esencia, a lo básico, y también envolverme en cada una de esas historias.
Mm-hmm. La presencia, estar bien presente con cada uno de ellos.
Exactamente. Era, yo salía de allí. I was at the end of the day. I was so exhausted because yeah. I was in 10 stories at the same time in a way. And I also gave them a lot of individual time. So I felt that responsibility because it's like us, you know, we are trying to put our stories there, you know, to show the world that we have stories that they might like and that they're unique.
Mm-hmm.
And we have things to say, and some people from the other part of the world could connect with this as well. And sometimes, and also the importance of make our own audiences see themselves in the big screen is so important. So for me it was, oh, I'm gonna give them so much. I'm gonna give them all I have because they have to make these stories and they have to make these films. So yeah, and they were very happy, and they saw my films. I saw their shorts and we shared a lot. So yeah, it was a great opportunity, and I took advantage of it as much as I could, and I had a great time. I saw other films from other places a little bit because I had a lot of work as well, but it was good.
Right, and so, did you feel you were part of like a Caribbean experience?
Like what? I'm sorry.
If you were part of, did you feel that you were part of a Caribbean experience?
Yes, totally. Yeah, and I felt really responsible for that because mm-hmm. I was always asking for that, and that's why I always say that what you say,
mm-hmm.
it becomes, you know, it becomes mm-hmm. true, and you have to be careful with what you say because I've been always I remembered. You know, saying to Ari, we have to make things with the Caribbean. We have to get united. You know, maybe because I taught in Hostos, mm-hmm. in Hostos College, I felt this compromise. I don't know. I felt so connected to that idea from Hostos.
Mm-hmm. Share that in common, Hostos Community College. We can talk about that because I remember seeing you.
Sí.
En Chain Reaction, la obra de Tere Martínez, mi amiga, mi hermana, haciendo tú de la gran educadora puertorriqueña.
Antonia Pantoja.
Antonia Pantoja. Fue precioso. Sí, sí, I mean, that was amazing.
La experiencia fue maravillosa, conocer a esa mujer, sumergirme en esa historia.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. For me, it was... Oh my God, I learned so much. I have it so, so clear. All that process, I have it so clear and so in my skin already.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the highlights of my staying in New York, of course. Yeah, to know her, and of course to make the play the piece, with Tere Martinez. Tere Martinez and I would. We became best friends as well, and I admire her a lot, mm-hmm. so much. Yeah, so I felt that experience of doing this immersion, this focus immersion workshop as a result of that desire, of that idea, of getting more closer getting closer and closer to the Caribbean to make that happen, you know. I want also to collaborate with some of the guys, and I will continue in contact with them. So I think we will do things, and we'll collaborate sometime. I hope so. At least.
Oh, whose dog?
Yeah. I have two dogs and one cat.
And what are their names? What are their names?
Luna and Leah. And every time someone passes through the street, she becomes the guardian. Yes.
Oh, qué linda. So someone, they're watching over you.
Oh, yes. And they lived with us in New York. They traveled to New York. They are New Yorkers.
They're
New Yorkers.
I love it. I love it. New Yorican dogs. They're world renowned. Y entonces, y so ahora, so now you're back and it's time to reinvent, right?
Yes. Yes. Totally.
And do you have direction? Oh yeah, no, but wait, before, you don't even have to answer that. Sometimes it's such a hard question, and it doesn't matter because I know you're going to have something else. But to the question of your writing, because you've read Letters to a Young Poet.
What? I'm sorry?
Have you read Letters to a Young Poet de Rainer Maria
No.
Rilke? Okay, that'll be my gift. It's on record. I will give that to you.
Oh, good.
I will give that book to you, and you will find yourself there, I think. You reminded me of it when you said that you discovered or realized that you needed to write.
Yes. Okay. Please.
Yeah.
Oh, and can I listen to it in the podcast?
Well, in the podcast, it will be on record that I'm going to give you this book. I'm going to get it on Amazon, and I'm going to send it to you. Off record, you're going to send me your address, and I'm going to get you that book.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to love it.
I have to tell you that I'll be in New York very soon. I'm going to be in that week of the... Thanksgiving.
Okay, I will be there, so we'll see each other.
Voy a estar, sí, que a lo mejor podemos ahí vernos en algún momento y hacer el intercambio y por lo menos darnos un café.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, audiences. Now you know she's going to get this book, and then we'll talk again in like early January, and we'll talk about that book. We'll have a podcast just on that book.
Ay, sí, eso sería maravilloso. Y me acabo de leer ahora un libro, lo recomiendo, aquí a Viva Bosco, que lo acabo de terminar ahorita, de Rita Indiana. Escribió la mucama de Omikunle. Es her last novel. Is great. She's a great writer. She's from República Dominicana, and she's a great writer, and also a great composer and singer. But she's not doing it anymore. But writing. So I say it because people that are listening to this, and also Soldanela, if you find some book of hers, just
pick it up.
Get it. Yeah. Because it's a great reading also.
All right. So we'll
Caribbean. I love the Caribbean.
We have
so many to say. We have so many beautiful stories, complex stories, and oh my God, I love to read I love to read our literature and to see our movies and to listen our music. I love it.
I love it too. So we'll close with this, and then we'll do a part two later on.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Pues gracias.
Gracias a ti por escucharme, por darme este espacio para expresarme y regalar un poquito y compartir con la gente, ¿verdad? Con con
Sí.
los radioyentes, con los podcast oyentes.
Exacto.
Y nada, de verdad que te felicito también por este trabajo, además del el montón de otras cosas que haces, y ha sido un placer.
Igual, Kisha, un abrazo.
Ay, tenía que decir
Ajá.
que antes que cante el gallo va a presentarse en el Heritage Film International Film Festival. Creo que ahora en noviembre, creo que el 9 de noviembre, no estoy muy segura, pero busquen el itinerario de ese festival en Nueva York y ahí se va a estar viendo. Y Under My Nails se puede ver en Vimeo On Demand. La pueden alquilar o la pueden adquirir de esa forma para que vean el trabajo. Eso es lo
Fantástico.
lindo del cine, que se sigue viendo por ahí, se sigue
Exacto.
caminando.
Especialmente en esta nueva etapa del mundo, ¿no?
Ay, sí, maravilloso.
Yeah,
Sí, nos
maravilloso.
acercamos más.
All right. Signing off, No Terminative Daughter, con Kisha Tequina Burgos.